This is News Talk.
Amazing photograph on the front of the Irish Times this morning. And this is a picture which was taken yesterday by Dara McDonald of people dining out at Little Pig in Powers Court Townhouse Centre in Dublin during that awful rain that we had. Particularly, I saw so many videos, I'm sure right around the country, but from Dublin city centre, a complete washout. But what's extraordinary about the picture is that there are diners sitting waiting for their food, and you have the waiter bringing down the food, who then has a colleague, I'm assuming, standing with an umbrella to protect the food on the way down to the table. And I mean, it's just not practical that if it's raining, you have to have two members of staff bringing out food, one holding an umbrella to make sure the food doesn't get wet, and the other carrying the tray as well. So you can see why restaurants are saying we need indoor dining to reopen and reopen soon. You think you'd be okay on the 6th of July, but apparently not, it would seem. It's a great photograph on the front of the Irish Times. The main story on that newspaper: vaccinated to get digital EU travel certs from next Monday. So anyone who has been vaccinated will begin to receive digital COVID certs for travel, obviously within the European Union, from Monday. But holidaymakers who have not been vaccinated will have to pay to get a private PCR test if they want to go abroad. And also, as the Irish Times reminds us, not just vaccinated people, but around 170,000 people who've recovered from COVID-19 in the last 6 months are also expected to be able to contact a special call centre to get their certificate, because the travel cert was always not just about the vaccinated, but also those who have recovered from the virus. So there's a lot about that on the front of the Irish Times. Just to mark your card on this, a quote from the Irish Times says, "There is a feeling among some ministers that the reopening could be pushed out to the end of July, and Micheál Martin told ministers to maintain flexibility in their public answers on pubs until the government arrives at a position." So if you hear ministers on the radio or on your television or here on News Talk over the next week or so, expect to hear them be quite vague about their answer. Rather than saying yes, absolutely, indoor dining will return on the 19th of July, you can expect to hear them being vague enough in their answer, because that's a directive from the Taoiseach. And I suppose the thinking would be that if they push the reopening out to the end of July, then even more people would be vaccinated. Now, the front of the Irish Daily Mail: UK surge puts our freedom in danger. And this is the growing concern in Ireland about how liberal the UK is being, England is being, with reopening. And effectively, this Freedom Day and sort of getting rid of pretty much all of the restrictions. And the Mail says that Ireland's prospects of freedom have been dealt a double whammy, a setback of a potential Delta spillover from the, quote, reckless full reopening of the UK, and also a delay to our digital travel cert. Now, the Irish Examiner returns to the issue it had on its front page yesterday, which is the allegation by a female solicitor that she was told to take off her bra to go into prison to visit a client there, an inmate there. Taoiseach Micheál Martin has demanded a review of an incident in which the solicitor was told to remove her bra. Details of the incident, first reported by the Irish Examiner yesterday, have now sparked further complaints from women who were subjected to similar experiences while visiting Irish prisons. And what the Examiner says is that there are growing concerns that the practice is widespread. And once you sort of open this jar, I suppose more people may come forward and contact journalists like Aoife Moore of the Examiner and say, that happened to me too. And this is what they're wondering now: is it more widespread than just this one case? And the Dáil heard details yesterday of what the solicitor has alleged in her complaint to, obviously, the Irish Prison Service. So that's again on the front of the Irish Examiner. Now on to the Irish Independent, and I'm sure you're all aware of these bidding wars that have been going on for houses. Houses go up for one price and then suddenly they can shoot up by 100 grand or 120 grand. The worry would be that this could increase the local property tax. But Hugh O'Connell writes here that bidding wars that have pushed up house prices recently will not be allowed to vastly inflate even local property tax bills, revenue has insisted. So homeowners in areas where prices have soared following Celtic Tiger style bids have been concerned ahead of the first LPT valuation in 8 years. So this extraordinary example on the front of the Irish Independent. independent of these bidding wars. So in one example, a four-bed house in Rathmines in Dublin went on sale with an asking price of €685,000, and it attracted bids of more than 1.2 million. So effectively a doubling there of the asking price. So the question would be, does the LPT rise? Revenue says no, it's going to take a broader view and not rely on recent values that may have been inflated by quite exceptional market conditions. Now, other people would say, well, if you're paying 1.2 million for a house, maybe you can afford to pay more in local property tax. The Irish Daily Mirror and the Irish Sun both go with Pete Taylor. The Irish Daily Mirror headline, bullet whizzed past my head, and the Irish Sun, Pete shot as he ran at gunman. Pete Taylor fell to the floor after being shot in the arm as he charged down a gunman, a murder trial has heard. The coach told how he felt a bullet whiz past his head at Bray Boxing Club in June 2018. Ian Bailey, never far from the front pages, and he's on the front of the Irish Daily Star this morning. Ian Bailey, of course, a key suspect in the murder of French filmmaker Sophie Toscan de Plantier, he has told the Star of his newfound fame with the ladies. And Ian Bailey, who has always denied any involvement in Sophie Toscan de Plantier's death, has said he has been chatted up by, I quote, big-bosomed female admirers. Now, inside the Irish Daily Mail this morning, extraordinary account in the Dáil yesterday by Minister Josepha Madigan, and it's in a number of the papers this morning, including the Mail. Josepha, I am among victims of sexual assault. Junior Minister Josepha Madigan revealing that she is a survivor of sexual assault in a powerful speech to the Dáil yesterday. Ms Madigan opened up about her story as she addressed TDs during a discussion on action to tackle sexual, domestic and gender-based violence. And the Dublin Rathdown TD said that her admission won't come as a surprise to those who've also experienced sexual assault. What I found so interesting was she, in speaking out, she said, there are very few women my age who have not been subjected to some form of sexual assault in their respective lifetimes. And I know this because I am one of them. Really courageous, but also just pointing out that so many women have had this experience. And people from across the political divide paying tribute to Minister Madigan for her comments in the Dáil. Now, the Euros, of course, heating up as we approach the finals, and the Irish Daily Mirror tells us this morning this age-old debate about will the Irish support the English or not. Well, a quarter of Irish people want England to win Euro 2020. A survey of more than 1,000 people has found that 26% of us would like to see the team claim their first major victory, tournament victory since the 1966 World Cup. The survey was commissioned by Paddy Power, and it lays bare our feelings towards the, quote, old enemy. And Paddy Power has pledged to donate €10,000 to Irish football clubs for every goal the England squad scored during Euro 2020. I don't know if you were watching last night, but I thought it was gas to see the Kerry fans with their jerseys on. It's in the Star as well this morning. A pair of Kerry fans were on the winning side last night as they cheered Italy on to a spot kick victory over Spain last night. The two men sporting the Kingdom's jersey. Always amazing how these Kingdom fans not only get into these events, but also seem to get prime TV coverage as well. Fair play to them. And I'm sure the Kerry group will be delighted with all the publicity for that as well. Final story for you comes from The Telegraph this morning. And it's one of those, you know, you wake up this morning, you might be feeling a little bit inadequate. Maybe you feel like you could be doing more with your life. Well, there's an 11-year-old who's kind of putting us all to shame because this 11-year-old boy has been nicknamed Little Einstein, and he has become the youngest graduate ever in quantum physics, if you don't mind. This is Lawrence Simons, who is half Belgian and half Dutch, and he has obtained a bachelor's with distinction from the University of Antwerp. Didn't even take him the normal length of time to do this bachelor's, because he got became a graduate in quantum physics in just 18 months. And now we're told his parents are planning for his doctorate, where he's expected to spend time in several countries. He'll go to Belgium, the US, Israel and the UK for his doctorate in quantum physics. And he said that his lifetime goal is immortality. So he wants to create technology that will allow humans to live forever. And the best of luck to him with that. His mother, by the way, was asked, well, is it not unfair that he's studying instead of having fun as an 11-year-old? But she's defending the family and she says, I can imagine a lot of people think leave him alone, he's still young, but people who say that have not had a child like Lauren. Everyone, including psychologists who want to give advice, just can't because there's never been a case like this before. So I'm sure we'd hear a lot more about this child prodigy.
On 106 to 108 FM and at newstalk.com. This is Newstalk.